questions from the floor with the media. Coach?
Yeah, hell of a football game. Two really good teams battling, and they made two big plays. You know, they hit the screen at the end of the first half and got the sack fumble on fourth down there for a touchdown. But two really good teams. A ton of credit to Ohio State. They're a very good football team, well-coached, hard-fought game. I'm really proud of our players for the resiliency they showed tonight to fight back, to get into the game, to have an opportunity first to go on the one, and weren't able to put it in. So as I told them, you know, that today's game is the life of a competitor. You put yourself in this arena, you compete your tail off, but we have nothing to hang our heads about by the way they competed not only tonight but this entire season.
Okay, Coach, thank you so much. Let's go to questions for our student athletes for a few minutes, then we will bring Coach back in. I think the first question that I see here on the front row on the right side, and then we will go back to the left. So here in the front, again, for our student athletes.
For both Quinn and Jade, you guys were one play away from getting to the national title game last year, obviously so close again. How difficult is it to get that close and not be able to finish tonight?
Quinn, you want to start?
Yeah, I'll start. Yeah, you know, it's tough. I think Coach Stark hit it. You know, it's the life of a competitor, and it sucks being on this side of things for sure. I mean, back-to-back years, pretty much the game decided in one play. And, you know, it's hard. It's hard. You know, all the work that we put in, you know, being in the Final Four back-to-back years and coming up short 2 years, it's tough. But, you know, I think that's how life is. You're going to get punched in the face and in some hard moments.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough situation. You know, I love these guys, and I love Coach Sark. He's changed my life, but he's always told us, you know, adversity will strike. You just have to respond. But we could try to continue to just fight out there, and we came up short.
Here on the left side, on the front.
For both student athletes, for Jada and Quinn, just what you can say about, I know it's tough in this moment coming off of a loss, but the pride that you have being a Longhorn and just what the season has meant to you, the resiliency that you guys have had going through this season to where you are.
Well, yeah, Jada. I guess.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Quinn.
I guess, you know, no one really at the beginning of the season thought we were going to be here. First year in the SEC, you know, we make it to an SEC title game. Didn't go our way either, but, you know, just – again, for us to bounce back the way that we did consistently was really cool to see throughout the entire season. You know, beyond proud of all these guys. You know, I love every single one of them. The amount of work that we put in the off season, winter conditioning, summer workouts, all that. You know, we grind together, and the love grows together, and it's just been a really cool season, and I'm so proud to be a Longhorn.
Man. Just growing up in Austin and having an opportunity to wear burnt orange, it's been amazing. But, I mean, just to start it off, you know, Quinn coming in, being my roommate, Coach Sark, you know, he's changed my life completely. I'm totally a different person just on and off the field, and just how I care about myself and just carry myself and things like that. But I was always told the purpose serves a purpose. That's a lot greater than me and any individual. But these two guys, they most definitely just changed my life and everybody else included on the program.
Stream right.
Quinn, what was your sense of the strip sack? Did you not hear him, feel him? And when you saw that it was Jack who got you, do you have any sort of particular emotion about that, given how close you were to him?
Yeah, you know, I felt him. I started drifting away. Thought I was going to be able to get the ball off before he got there. Obviously, you know, it's not like I tried to give them the game. But, you know, I saw Jack running with the ball down the sideline. And, you know, it sucks, man. But, you know, he's a great player, great individual, great person. You know, we, like you said, we were roommates when I was up at Ohio State. So, you know, it sucks. It sucks, but, you know, Jack's a good player, and he made a great play.
Now on the left, up front.
Jade, everybody in this room talked a lot about Jeremiah and what he was able to do this season. Y'all really shut him down. What was some of the reasons why y'all were able to make his day really difficult?
Just hats off to PK and the game plan that we had. And just mastering his PK's game plan. You know, there's a lot of things that we should have done better, obviously, to prevent some points from them scoring. But PK's game plan on that situation on number four was amazing.
Let's bring Coach back in so everyone will, on stage is eligible for a question at this point. Next question, I think we have one on the right side. Is that right? No? Okay, might as well go back on the front row over here on the left.
Cedric Golden, Austin American Statesman for Jade and Quinn. You guys were two central figures in this rebuild from Coach Sark. How do you feel you're leaving the program with the talent that was displayed from guys that we know will be back next year?
Yeah, well, I think, again, it's just a testament to Coach Sark and the guys that he brought in and the coaching staff that just completely changed, you know, Texas football. And, you know, growing up as a Longhorn and being able to play for the Longhorns and see us, you know, going to back-to-back, you know, semifinal games has been cool to be a part of. And, you know, I hope we made the fans proud with our performances this year. You know, we came up short, but, you know, I think we're definitely headed in the right direction as a program.
I mean, it's going to be amazing for these guys, you know. And the reason they're going to be amazing because Coach Sark and what he's about, it's nothing about football. It's nothing about none of it. It's culture and who you are as a person. I know he tells y'all guys all the time, but as soon as he got here, our GPAs got better. I mean, he pushed me to graduate. I know that was hard on him, but just the amazing things that he's done, and it's beyond football. He truly wants everybody to be a better person, and the better the person, the better the ball player. And I know these guys, they're going to come back.
Front row.
Danny Davis, Austin American Statesman. Steve, on first and second down, what was kind of the thought process behind Jarek on first down and the toss to Contravion on second?
Yeah, really, the first two plays, we threw the ball into the end zone. We got back-to-back PIs. And when we got down to the one, we went to a heavy package, which is Jarek's package. And so we ran it, and we didn't get much movement at all. And we had a plan to try to get the ball on the edge when we got down there. They went to big people. I can't quite tell. It was on the far side of where it got leaky. But that, you know, that's one of those plays. If you block it all right, you get in the end zone, and we didn't, and we lose, you know, quite a bit of yardage. And at that point, you're kind of stuck behind the eight ball because we knew we were in four down territory because of the score of the game. And I was okay even if we didn't score, not that I didn't want to score, but thinking, all right, they're going to have to be backed up and we'll probably get one more possession with good field position. The last thing you think is that, you know, the sack and this is going to bounce right to the guy and he's going to run for a touchdown. So it was unfortunate that was the circumstances, because it was a really nice drive by the offense to get all the way down there. And first a goal on the one and we don't score, you know, you, quite frankly, you probably don't deserve to win that way.
Let's move to coach's left on the second row.
Sean Jarger, CBS Sports. Steve, obviously Quinn hasn't made a decision as yet on his future, but I'm curious, looking back after 3 years of coaching him, I mean, what do you take away most from it, and what do you think he's kind of improved on the most?
I'm super proud of Quinn, and he's taught me a lot, probably unknowingly to him, because what he went through every year dealing with injury, what he goes through where – I don't know if he'd ever live up to the standards of what everybody thinks he's supposed to be. But at the end of the day, all he did was show up every day and work and be a great leader and be a great teammate. And that's a real credit to him, because human nature in this day and age is to look at Twitter, to look at Instagram, to look at social media and articles written in fan boards and whatever else. And you can ride that emotional roller coaster of whatever you think public opinion could be, and that could be the opinion of one or 100 or whatever. But this guy never did that. You know, all he did was come to work every day. All he did was be a great teammate. All he did was work on his craft, get himself as healthy as he could when he was injured, and then show up. And when it was time to show up, and maybe outside of the first two games, I don't think he played a game this year 100% healthy. And he fought through everything, never complained about it one time. And I think that's why he has so much respect from his teammates.
Closing questions now for the Longhorns. We have a question on the right.
Anwar Richardson, Orange Butts. Coach, you guys tied up at 7-7. You decided to bring a little bit of pressure, then they busted for a touchdown. Kind of what was the thought process on bringing pressure at that point?
It really was a simulated pressure. It was not like we were trying to blitz them. We were still seven guys in coverage. They called the screen, and they blocked it well, and they got it in the hands of a really good playmaker. You know, Henderson's got real speed, and they blocked it well. And we were always concerned about him when he got into the open field. So it wasn't like we were bringing five or six. It was a four-man rush. Good call by them, good execution. It's unfortunate, you know, that they hit the screen. I think there's maybe 24 seconds or something to go in the half. You know, I don't think anybody was anticipating that. Definitely stole some momentum, but that's why I was so proud of our guys to bounce back the way that they did in the third quarter.
Here in the front, left side.
Terry Middleton, Horns Illustrated. Coach, you talked to these two gentlemen in the game of football, the whole entire team, to be better football players. You also taught them about the game of life, and they'll win. How do you feel right now, and how proud are you of what you've accomplished?
I'm very proud. Like I told these guys in the locker room, they need to hold their heads high. There's nothing to be ashamed of for what they did this season. The work that they put in, the challenges that we were faced with. Everybody's got their own unique challenges. We had ours. But never did anyone complain. We never got the poor me's. They just worked, and they came back to work. And as a coach, you know, that makes you proud. But what I do know is I think that every player that leaves our program is a better man. And for these two guys right here, from when Jade was here when I got here, Quinn coming in and trusting us, that permeates throughout our locker room. When you have trust from your leaders, then you get trust from the other players in that locker room. So we've got a great deal of pride. We got a great deal of pride in this helmet. We got a great deal of pride in being Longhorns and playing the game of football the right way. I think we do that. I think we win with class, and I think we lost with class tonight. And I think that that's something that you learn in life. Life's not always going to go your way, but if you can do it the right way, and then you show some resolve and some resiliency, and you be a man about it, and you be accountable for your actions, you can get on the other side of that adversity and keep going forward. And that's what these two guys will do, and that's what the other 120 guys in that locker room will do.
Final question here on the right.
Steve, you've been through so many things in football. Can you describe what you've been through over the last month, just in terms of the emotional stakes of playing three of these playoff games? Is it different than anything you've ever been through before?
Honestly, it was awesome. I loved every second of it, you know. And I think these guys would probably tell you the same thing. You know, was it easy? No. I mean, football is not meant to be easy. It's a tough sport, you know. It's physically grueling. It's mentally grueling. But I wouldn't have changed it for the world, you know, of showing up every morning with these guys and going to work and playing in some awesome environments and some great games, you know, kicking off the playoff at home against Clemson, to going to Atlanta and playing a double overtime game against Arizona State, and then coming back here and playing against a great team in the Cotton Bowl. So we got to play in some amazing environments this year, from, like I said, from going to Michigan to playing in the SEC championship game, playing at Kyle Field and renewing the rivalry with A&M. There's so many great things that this season possessed that, yeah, it hurts, it stings right now, but I'm not going to let this one game and a couple plays overshadow what we were able to accomplish this season. Yes, we want to be champions. That's what life is about. You always want to come out on top, but there's so much that we can learn from this season, and there's so much to be proud of from this season.
Okay, Coach, thank you so much. Quinn and Jade, you had a truly outstanding season. I'm very proud of you. So thank you for coming.
All right, y'all. Thank you. Hook 'em.
I just want to say one thing. I mean, it's been amazing, just the opportunity. But at the end of the day, like, I just want everybody to know, like, you know, usually sometimes you always don't come out on top. But, like, we won. We know, we truly know who our leader is, and that's God and Jesus Christ. And ultimately, just having the ability to use the gift that he gave us to share it to the world. I mean, it's been amazing, and obviously amazing for me just growing up in Austin and having the opportunity. But everybody's not blessed to do the things we do, to be here. You know, people dealing with fires and chaos in New Orleans. So just to have the opportunity to glorify God on the football field, it's truly been an honor. So I appreciate everybody.
Hey, Jale, thank you so much.